Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And after last weekend's losses at Ohio State, what things did your team work on this week during practice?
Well, I think number one, we just did a lot of I like to call them battle drills. Just a lot of competing, a lot of one-on-one battles, two-on-two, some small area games, just where they were competing a lot, and there was just a lot of contact. We worked, for sure, we worked on some stuff in the defensive zone. We worked on getting the puck out of the zone, and as I mentioned before, a lot of it's just getting your feet moving and just playing with confidence. And we know we have a great challenge tonight, but the girls are looking forward to it.
You went into Ohio State last weekend with a 4-0 record. Of course, you had played East Coast teams. WCHA is a much different league, isn't it?
You know what? The games were just a lot more physical. I use the term grinding. That's kind of the way the games were. There was no easy ice. There wasn't a lot of flow to the game. And there was just, it was a very physical game. There was a lot of body contact. And, I think you had to earn your goals. Unfortunately for us, we were only able to get one on the weekend.
I noticed on your roster there's been an addition. You've got four goaltenders now. Of course, Brittany Mowat and Aaron Dieters have been your two go-to players this season so far, but you've added Mackenzie Brooke. Talk about what she brings to your team, and you never know if we'll get a chance to see her this weekend.
All right, Mackenzie's actually been with us since day one. She came out, she was a walk-on, she tried out, she was on the ice with us on our very first day, and truth be told, she had a great camp, and that's why she's still here. She came right in and looked very comfortable. She works real hard, and she was hard to score against, just in talking with some of the upperclassmen in particular, some of our leaders, they were all very impressed by her as a person. They certainly were all very impressed by her as a goalie, the way she played. And so we kept her, and it certainly wasn't my intent to have four goalies, but I obviously, when somebody comes in and proves that they can play and possibly help, if she can help our team be better, then by all means we're gonna keep that athlete. And so far, she hasn't had an opportunity to play any games, but she works real hard in practice, and I certainly wouldn't hesitate to put her in at all.
I see she's your third goalie listed on tonight's roster. Who's going to get the start tonight for your team?
Britt's going tonight. Has had a real good week of practice. She's certainly earned some sweat credit, I guess you could say, with her teammates from what she's done in the past. But we'll probably see Dietz again tomorrow night.
What's been your first impression of WCHA play so far since you're a new coach?
Well, I knew coming in it was going to be a very competitive league, and two of the best, if not the best teams in the country reside in the WCHA, and certainly there's two others that are top 10 ranked in North Dakota and Duluth. They've perennially been there. So I knew the conference was going to be exceptionally difficult. And Ohio State just having an opportunity to go there, it's a unique facility. I'm sure you remember that. It's a little different than the norm. And they were coming off a weekend where they had gotten beaten twice. It was their home opening series in the WCHA. So they certainly came out and played extremely hard. And I was impressed by their team. They had some nice forwards, a very big defense. Their goaltending was solid. She's just a freshman. And for me, it was certainly an eye-opener that, certainly there's some marquee teams in the conference, but everybody is going to battle you every night.
Looks like you've made a couple of changes to your lineup since I last saw your team play. I know Summer Thibodeau and Cicely Nelson have been centered by Hannah Moore. Tonight you've got Megan Leshenko behind them. What was your thinking on that one?
We actually made that change going into the Saturday game. We didn't really generate what we thought was a consistent effort throughout the lineup in the Friday game, and I don't want to use the word stale, but sometimes it's just you just mix things up. And one thing I like about this team is we've got a group of forwards that I feel comfortable playing a wide variety of lineups, and this is the one we're going with tonight.
And every single line from number one to number four has points a season. Your team's got such a spread out offense. Is that a good thing?
Oh, we think so. I mentioned before, it's for a team to come in and try to focus on one or two lines and try to shut them down. I think if you can get scoring throughout your lineup, it just makes it that much tougher to do that. You know, I'm not anticipating Wisconsin really looking at one of our lines and trying to shut them down. I'm sure they're going to go out and play their game, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out and we're going to play our game, and if we can have all four of our lines jumping and playing the way they're capable of, then it's certainly going to give us a better chance to be successful tonight.
In scouting the Badgers, what's the one thing that your team's going to need to do to stop their offense?
Well, they're just extremely talented throughout their lineup. They're a very deep line lineup. You know, they've got, you know, four outstanding lines with some outstanding players, you know, throughout their lineup, and some great defense and a great goalie.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. It's good to have you back.